what and where to dine and drink in the Coachella Valley. Introducing you to eateries from family diners to fancy five-star restaurants and the home of the most interesting adult beverages. This is Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today. We've got a great show, jam-packed with experts and all kinds of great restaurants here in the Coachella Valley. We have Debbie Espinoza. She is the CEO of Fine Food Bank in the first half hour. Madeline and Michael Botello, who are the owners of Wally's Desert Turtle and Rancho Mirage. And in the second half an hour, Mark Carnavalli, owner of Nicolino's Italian Restaurant in Cathedral City. And then wrapping out the hour is Bill De La Campa. He is the owner of Nature's Health Food and Cafe. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about how you lose that weight that you gain during the shut-in period. Our first guest, Debbie Espinoza, she runs one of the largest food banks in Riverside County, and she's here to tell us all about their programs and also some new initiatives that they're working on. How are you doing today, Debbie?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Well, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. You're new to this show, so I wanted to give everybody kind of a background of what your experience is and how you got into the food bank business.
Oh, sure. Well, I've been in the food bank business now over a decade. I actually used to work for the National Office of Feeding America, and I manage the compliance and capacity development standards for the southwestern sector of the United States. So 37 food banks, all of the major metropolitan cities, as well as the ones that were in the smaller rural areas, too, as well. Fine Food Bank was actually one of the ones that I audited and did compliance standards way back in, like, 2008 to 2011. So I knew it before even coming down here to become the CEO. But, yeah, I've just spent a lot of time in it. Used to work at the food bank in Contra Costa and Solano up in the Northern California area as their chief programs officer. That was a 16-county food bank, one of the largest in, actually, the country. And then did some work internationally with the Global Food Banking Network in Honduras, Nicaragua, and El Salvador, setting up those national food banking networks. So just I've loved it for so many years. It's, it's an organization that really takes care of people at the grassroots level that can do so in a very, very big sort of way. And then also making sure that we can stock and fill all of the, beloved pantries and soup kitchens and homeless shelters with the food that they're distributing to their clients, too. So we do things twofold here.
It's got to be gratifying working on the front line and making sure that, you are there in the neighborhoods making sure people eat.
Yeah. It's the stories that we hear from people. A lot of the times people ask me, as the CEO, are you still getting out into the community? And I try my best to at least go out to our distributions once a month, just because you have to stay connected with the stories of the community to know how to really do your job well. And, some of the stories that I hear, people will come up to us crying, especially now with the COVID-19 economic impact. We've had people coming up saying, I'm picking up food, not for myself, but for my kids and my wife. I can go a couple of days without food, but there's no way that I'm going to allow them to go a couple of days without food. And, we look back and say, we're here to make sure that none of you have to go without food. We'll be here for you. So it's moments like that really put meaning into all of the work that you're doing day in and day out.
Well, and especially when there is this virus circulating, it's important to eat healthy food and keep your immune system strong.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, Fine Food Bank, we were actually one of the first food banks in the United States to, move into what's called healthy food banking. And through the support of a lot of the healthcare community here in our valley, Desert Healthcare District being primarily the main one, we really put a lot of emphasis in ensuring that our communities would receive fresh produce. One of the least accessible things for people that are food insecure, because the access to it and the cost just prohibits them sometimes from being able to buy fresh produce. And we didn't want that to be something that they didn't receive. So almost 50% of our product that goes out to the agencies and soup kitchens and pantries and community feeding places, as well as all of our pop-up mobile markets, our community mobile markets, 50% of that is fresh produce to make sure they're eating healthy.
And I would imagine kind of introducing produce that maybe people don't normally eat so that they get that nutritional value.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's been fun. You know, we've been doing it almost a decade now where we've been really putting an emphasis on getting fresh produce out there to fight childhood obesity and type 2 diabetes and low-income populations so they can stay healthy and they don't have those extra health challenges that aren't necessary if you're eating healthy and getting, you know, the right kinds of foods. But it's been fun. You know, I've run nutrition programs, not just here in Fine, but up in Northern California, too, when the inception of produce started. You know, just teaching people how to use produce, because if you haven't had access to it for a long time, you know, there's a skill to using produce, and there's a skill to being able to identify, you know, the kinds of produce that can go together in order to create a meal. So we had a lot of nutrition education, cooking demos, how to open a pomegranate, how to peel a kiwi. You know, sometimes I think the things we take for granted if we have regular access, those are the things that we had to teach. And the kids and the families loved it.
We're talking with Debbie Espinoza. She is the CEO of Fine Food Bank. There's probably a little bit of a different challenge that we have here in the desert. Produce tends to not stay around as long because it's so dry here. It kind of, you know, evaporates and goes bad quicker than in other areas where there's more moisture in the air. How do you guys deal with that?
So, you know, our warehouse, when we decided to make the move towards really doing healthy food banking and having a vast majority of our product being produce, our warehouse and our operational standards and our standard operating procedures were converted into making sure that we can move produce very quickly. You know, we move over 5 million pounds of produce annually every year. And, you know, our team is amazing. Our warehouse staff, they know how to handle the produce in order to make sure that it doesn't get lost in our warehouse, that it gets out to the right people and the right amount of time for them to be able to use it. But yeah, there definitely is a process and protocol that is a necessity, because we have, when we receive produce, typically we have to turn it and get it out within 1 to 3 days. So we are definitely a distribution center. We are not a warehouse.
Right. There's twofold the way you guys operate. You get individual donations, but then you also work with manufacturers. Give our listeners an idea of how Fine Food Bank is set up. And how
sure.
people can
so,
help.
Yeah, so Fine Food Bank, the way that it works is, as a regional food bank, we are the epicenter of food coming into the community, because our whole purpose is that the Coachella Valley Rescue Missions and the LGBTQ centers and the DAPs and all of the places and the agencies and pantries that distribute food to clients, you know, in addition to our own mobile markets that are going out there in what we call food desert areas where there are no pantries, we want to be able to supply them with food so they can focus on the client and do what they're really great at doing, which is the client services. We don't want them to worry about where the food's coming from. So we resource from so many different places. We are the, you know, California State Regional Food Bank for this area. We have a USDA contract, so we get the government commodities through here. We have manufacturers. We have the largest food rescue program. We pick up at over 52 of our major retail grocery stores here in the Coachella Valley up into the high desert. And then we get food donations from individuals. And it takes all of those sources to be able to bring in over 14 million pounds of food to feed over 90,000 people on average every month. But it takes the community effort to be able to do that, businesses and individuals alike. How people can help: please donate food. Donations of food are so important right now, especially as we are pumping out so much food to be able to meet that increased need. We have to keep refilling our warehouse for the amount of food that we're pumping out. And we're sourcing from every place we possibly can, including the community. So they can help by donating food. They can help by donating money, because in order to pump out 15 million pounds of food, it takes about $3 million for us every year to run the operations over here. So, you know, food and funds go together. And then once the National Guard is no longer with the food bank, we're going to be calling out for volunteers, because we're going to need a lot of volunteers to be able to help us keep up this pace. So volunteers, foods, and funds.
The website is findfoodbank.org. Yeah, I was going to ask about volunteers. I would imagine, you know, things are going to start getting somewhat back to normal, and it would be great if people are contacting you now so that you could schedule them for the future and kind of keep them abreast of when you're ready to go.
Absolutely. We've been getting phone calls in from all areas of the Valley. And what we're telling people is because we have specific protocols right now because of COVID-19, the only volunteer base that we can have is the National Guard and the Conservation Corps, because we have to keep limited numbers. But, you know, eventually they're going to leave because everything's going to open back up again. Right. Anybody that's been calling in saying they want to volunteer, we've been putting them into our volunteer database, and then we're going to hit the send button for the call out for volunteers. So please call in, give us your name, your email address, phone number, and, you know, let us know that you're willing to help, because typically our volunteer base is about 5,000 people a year. That's how many people we need in order to process all of the food that comes through the warehouse and then make sure it's food safety checked before it goes out into the community. But it takes 5,000 volunteers to do that. So we know our regular volunteer base is going to come back, but there's a lot more people we're serving, so we're going to need more volunteers. We're going to need help.
Well, and I'll tell you, once you guys open up again, as far as people being able to come to the warehouse, I really encourage people to call and take a tour. If you want to give money, or you're a manufacturer and wants to give, you know, some type of product, go and take a tour and see how well run Find Food Bank is. It's really amazing.
Thank you. For many people, if you haven't seen a regional food bank, we look like a Costco. That's what many of the kids say.
You do.
When they come and take a tour. They're like, wow, you look like a Costco. We didn't realize you were this big. But that's what it takes to feed so many people and make sure that all of our pantries, soup kitchens, and homeless shelters are stocked. So we're happy to be a Costco for the people that are food insecure.
So if you want to give time, if you want to give money, if you want to give product, go to findfoodbank.org. You also, in the couple about a minute we have left, give us an idea of the new program you have, these rapid response community mobile markets.
Yeah, so we were really lucky because Jewish Federation partnered with us on these. We needed to launch 19 community mobile markets very quickly, our rapid response ones for the COVID-19 epidemic. So Jewish Federation, partnered with us and became a really wonderful funding partner to make sure that we could get these mobile markets out into the community. These mobile markets are placed in epicenters of populations that we knew were going to grow. 19 of them every other week are distributing food to roughly anywhere between 400 to 1,200 households that are driving through, on a majority of them through our drive-through site. So Palm Springs Convention Center is our largest one with about 1,200 people attending.
And again, truly amazing the operation that you run. Thank you, Debbie Espinoza, CEO of Find Food Bank. Again, the website to find out all the information on how you can contribute, how you can give money, and how you can volunteer, go to findfoodbank.org. Thanks again, Debbie.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you soon, Debbie, in the next segment. Madeline and Michael Botello, owners of Wally's Desert Turtle. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
If you're curious about the best culinary experiences in the desert, we're about to feed your ears and taste buds. This is Delish Dish on iHub Radio. Now, here's Jeff Hawker.
Thanks again to Debbie Espinoza. If you'd like to contribute, please go to findfoodbank.org. It's really crucial, especially at this time, that we support the food insecure in our community. Joining us on the phone is Madeline and Michael Botello. They are the owners of Wally's Desert Turtle in Rancho Mirage. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. We're keeping things going. Now you guys,
we all are.
Yeah. Well, now you guys just started your takeout menu this week, correct?
We did. We started yesterday.
Fantastic. And so, you know, I printed out your whole history of your restaurant. You guys were established in 1978, correct, by Wally Botello. Is that your father, Michael?
That's my father, her grandfather.
Wow, great lineage to have. I mean, the cuisine is so amazing there.
Third generation's taken over here.
So what made you, were you guys in the restaurant business before that, or was this a new concept for you?
You know, my dad had restaurants since I was four. He started with taco stands, and then he went into coffee shops, and he had a chain of restaurants in Los Angeles and San Francisco called the Velvet Turtles.
And he sold that concept. Oh, right, I remember that.
Yeah, they had one in, you know, actually there's one in the desert where the Sonoma Grill is now, with the Embassy Suites. And so when he opened the desert here in the restaurant in the desert, he couldn't call it Velvet Turtle, so we had to call it the Desert Turtle, Wally's Desert Turtle.
Now, you guys have, for a long time, have been known as one of the finest restaurants here in the Coachella Valley. What do you guys do to maintain that level of success and the level of cuisine that you have? I mean, since you've been open quite a while, you know, restaurants come and go, but you guys have been a mainstay.
Well, from the very start, we always started as a French-focused restaurant, and we had a longtime chef there for a while that worked with my grandfather. And then a couple of years ago, we decided to kind of change things up and do modern California cuisine. So all of our meats are local, as much as we can, locally sourced or sustainably sourced. And we do most of our products organically and as fresh as we can. So we're really just trying to always work with our best producers that come and, you know, source all of our food to make sure that it's at its highest quality. And, you know, we're always working to look at new ideas and make sure that we're staying as current as possible, but also keeping to our history. And that's why we have some of our dishes that have been on the menu for a very long time, like our Dover sole, just so we keep those, you know, dishes that were favorites from, so people keep coming to visit us for a while, but also new dishes as well to keep us current.
You on your regular menu, you have the pan roasted Hercules Ranch Filet. Is that the name of the ranch that it's from?
Yes. Yeah.
Hercules, California, up in Northern California.
No, Hercules is in Washington State.
Oh, okay.
Our lamb comes from Dixon County, which is right next to Sonoma. So that's it's California lamb rather than Colorado lamb.
Which I love in every single form that it comes in. Now you guys,
you'll love the lamb.
Yeah, you guys have had to change your business model for this period of time. So give us an idea of what you have now on your to-go menu so everybody can get excited about what they can get there.
Definitely. So in our efforts to enhance your stay-at-home experience, we created this Wally's at-home dining experience. So it's a $45 three-course prefix menu that's to-go. And you pick up curbside right in front of the restaurant. My sister and I are there under a tent, ready to bring it out to you. And then what we've really done is we've created a menu that travels well. So if you take it home, you can warm it up if you have a little longer to get to your house from our restaurant. And it really will feel like you're dining at a gourmet restaurant, like you're dining with us at our restaurant. So that's why we have really stuck to a small menu. And that's why we've done the prefix, because also for the safety of our employees and for the safety of our guests, we really wanted to keep it small, keep a very small staff, and also create a very nice dinner that you can take home to your family that you know was prepared in safe conditions and that also will taste like you really, that's something you can't really make, which is why we've created these dishes.
Okay, so give us an idea. It looks like from your website, I printed everything out, that each day you specialize in a particular menu.
Yes, correct. So the entree is not going to be the same that you would receive. We don't repeat the entrees. We are repeating our Caesar salad and our lava cake. Those are some of our favorites. And then we are also having an option to substitute any of our entrees for that night with our Dover sole. So you can do our Dover sole for about $80 per person. And you can substitute that any for any entree. And then we are also going to be doing a vegetarian dish coming soon as well.
We need to go into commercial break. Can you guys hang out for a minute? And we'll talk about some of your other items. We'll talk about what hours you guys are open. But let me give you the website for everybody. It's wallysdesertturtle.com. And the phone number is 760-568-9321. We will be back with Madeline and Michael Botello in a minute from Wally's Desert Turtle. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
Don't you hate that moment when you're like, where should we go to eat? And you realize you're probably just going to settle for the same old. Because, well, it's just easy. Ready to experience a taste of the Coachella Valley? Okay, you're in the right place. It's Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
You definitely are in the right place. And continuing our conversation with Madeline and Michael Botello, who are the owners of Wally's Desert Turtle in Rancho Mirage. We were just starting to talk about some of the menu items. So tempt us.
Are you? Well, for today, we have our Little Caesar salad with our rosemary free-range half chicken. It comes with sauteed mushrooms and braised carrots with a apple cider demi glaze. And then we do have our favorite, which is coming up on Saturday. It's our slow-braised beef short ribs with scalloped potatoes, grilled seasonal vegetables, and a port and cranberry reduction. And that is paired with our bay shrimp salad and our warm chocolate lava cake. So those are just some of our features for our menus that are happening the week. We also are serving a salmon dish as well as a pork shank and our whitefish, of course.
Oh, yummy. So Wednesdays, you have your slow-raised pork shank, pork belly, which I love, and juniper berry sauerkraut with scalloped potatoes. That sounds delicious.
It really pairs nicely, and, you know, it's a full pork shank, so it actually comes on the bone, and with the sauerkraut, with those little pieces of pork belly, and that nice, you know, fatty scalloped potato with that really good cheese and cream, it really pairs nicely and makes for a nice meal.
So give us again the cost for each of these meals per person.
So it's going to be $45 for the three-course prefix to-go menu. We do add a 15% service charge to each order. And then you do have choices to either substitute the entree for our Dover sole for $80 per person, or you're able to add on for our mushroom soup. We are also serving mushroom soup as an add-on. We have a serving for two for a mushroom soup for $10 and a serving for four for mushroom soup for $20. And then we are doing 50% off our bottles of wine and beer. So you can get, you know, our Rumbauer Chardonnay, 50% off, our Height Cellar, 50% off, which normally we sell for very, very high prices, but we are, you know, doing a nice 50% off discount here.
Well, you want to move it out. You don't want it sitting in the restaurant, right?
You know, it's better for people to enjoy it.
Yeah, and Height Cellar and Rumbauer are fantastic brands. You guys have an amazing wine list there. So the hours of your takeout, and when should people order?
Now, we try to get all the orders in about 2 to 3 p.m., so it gives the chef enough time to prepare this because he is actually cooking it, you know, right as you're pulling up, we have your time that you would pull up, which is between 5 and 7. And, of course, if you want to order before for an earlier pickup, we can, of course, accommodate. And then he is cooking it probably about 10 minutes before you arrive. So when the second you pull up, we have it fresh and ready for you to go. So that's why we do have that pickup time. But, of course, we will work on you with it. So every time you call us, we ask you kind of what works best for you. And then they tell us the time, and we're outside with the food.
So, again, that time frame is?
5 to 7 p.m.
Okay, and the last order will be taken around 2 p.m., you're hoping. People should call 760-568-9321. Can you order on your website?
You cannot order on our website. We are only having a limited amount of dinners available, which is why we want to take only phone calls for now.
Okay. Again, that number, 760-568-9321. You'll keep us posted on when you guys are fully open again. The website is wallysdeserturtle.com. Thank you, Madeline Michael, for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for taking us. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, and I can't wait to get into the restaurant again.
We can't wait to open back up. Thank you so much.
We will talk to you soon. Thank you. Now joining us on the phone is one of my favorite restaurants in Cathedral City, Nicolino's. We have Mark Carnevale, who is the owner of Nicolino's Italian Restaurant. How you doing today, Mark?
I'm fine, Jeff. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I've been following you on Facebook with all the delicious takeout menu items that you have. So, you know, I wanted to have you on the show because it's like, you know, who doesn't love Italian food?
I don't know, but I tell you, it's pretty popular. And thanks for following me on Facebook. And first, I'd like to just thank you for this opportunity to share Nicolino's with you and your listeners. You know, we got 5 generations of family working at my restaurant now, and we're really, really proud of that. But as you all know, just recently with what's going on, a lot of us restaurateurs, we had to recreate our businesses, you know, at every level, every stage, whether it's labor, whether it was food costs, whether it was menu design, restaurant design, new regulations. So it's really been very challenging, Jeff, for all restaurateurs that are remaining open right now.
And it's amazing that it's only been a month to 6 weeks, somewhere in that time period, and it feels like a year.
You know, you're absolutely right. Within this short amount of time, you know, I've always been a head down, you know, a head down going swinging type guy. And I got to say, my wife, my son, my daughter, and I, and the staff, we really collectively, all of us have just come together, done things that have just been amazing to stay up with daily changes in the environmental health here in the restaurant business. And after we got that tamed down, you know, regulations were changing every day, and you know, we had to adjust. But inventory was probably one of our biggest things, inventory and labor and communication, getting out to the public. But, you notice my specials I've been running, things like that. We've had to eliminate probably close to 60% of our menu. We're back to the real basics, the most popular items, the pizza, the pasta, sandwiches galore, salads. And we've let go of the seafood. We've let go of a lot of the veal, you know, things that are basically pretty hard to package out and by the time you get them home. So we've just really concentrated on our menu. And I got to say, the specials that we do run, we try to give variety because somebody might not want the pizza that night, so we come up with an old-fashioned chicken cordon bleu or ribs or something. So we've been real creative on that. I think one of my most exciting accomplishments, not mine, our accomplishments at Nicolino's, is our packaging to go. We really got some great packaging. We seal everything when it leaves that restaurant to make sure it gets home safely. Because, you know, we have 4 delivery companies, and we have, of course, carry-out service and things like that. So we wanted to make sure packaging is very important. Because sometimes you eat in a restaurant, you go, wow, that's really, really good. Then when you already take it home, it doesn't look the same, you know. So yeah. We're aware of that, and it might taste the same, but it might not look the same. But so we've really stepped up with our packaging to go for the safety and actually the delivery of the food.
So your website is nicolinos.com. That's N-I-C-O. L-I-N-O-S.com. You guys are located at 35325 Date Palm Drive, Suite 111 in Cathedral City. Give us an idea of some of the items that you have to go. Like, give us an idea of some of the flavors of pizza you can expect.
Okay, right out of the gate, the most popular items right now to go is pizza. And, of course, we got our Nicky Special. It comes in three different sizes, 10, 14, and 16-inch. And it starts right around $24. And it'll feed four people. And it's got all your Italian favorites on it, your salami and olives and mushrooms and Italian sausage, Canadian bacon with 100% whole milk mozzarella cheese. My son makes the dough daily, and I got to tell you, we come from a family of bakers. That's what actually my grandfather, my father, and myself, for that matter, back in the 70s, I was a bread baker 3 years with my father. And so we've just embedded how to make a delicious, delicious pizza dough. So our pizzas are just, very, very good. And I got to be honest with you and your listeners right now. I had a pizza last night for dinner and for breakfast. It was just as good this morning, cold out of the icebox. It was really, really good. And our portions are pretty good size, Jeff, because I feel like that's free advertisement. You take some food home and you don't eat all that night. The next morning when you open the refrigerator, the first thing you're going to see is Nicolino's food in there. So it's kind of like a double, excitement there for us. So, and then of course we got our cheese pizzas, we got thin crust, we got the, gluten-free, which we're not a total gluten-free, restaurant because some flour might get on that, but it's a gluten-free dough. And then, of course, we got the Hawaiian or create your own. And I think the biggest pieces are basically our Nicky Special, our white pizza with the Alfredo sauce. It's out of this world and a little bit different. Our margarita doesn't have the red sauce. And what we're going to do, too, is get back more to pizzas now. Even after this virus goes, I can see the demand on pizzas carries out well, and it's delicious. But then our second most popular is going to be pasta. Our lasagna just flies out of there. Our meat lasagna, again, my son makes his lasagna fresh, and he does a good job on it. It's over a pound of lasagna. It's a big piece, and we use nothing but the best imported noodles for that, with whole milk mozzarella, three cheeses in there. So, we've been doing this 35 years in this one location here, so we really got it down as far as, our flavors. Unfortunately, we're not at our full menu right now, but if they go on Grubhub or Uber or Postmates, the complete menu is on their websites, too.
The to-go
menu,
we're
still doing
a
lot of packaging to go as far as doctor's offices. We've been trusted at Eisenhower, Desert Hospital. We've taken large amounts of food there for their staff when they're working longer. And then like for Easter, for instance, I said, come on, let's do an Easter dinner. We did over 200 carryouts and for people coming in, that was kind of a busy day. And of course, Nicolino's, we're always given, we took care of the fire department and the police department, made sure both shifts were fed on Easter. And on Mother's Day, we're going to be doing a special too for pickup and carry out. So, we're just trying to make it more comfortable than what's happening right now. We're right now, Jeff, and please stop me if I'm talking too much. You can cut in if you got anything to say.
No, you're doing good.
Okay. My wife tells me to sit down and shut up most of the time, so I just keep going until she does that. But I lost my train of thought. But, yeah, for Mother's Day, we're going to be doing a special. And just trying to make it easy for people to, enjoy a good meal if they can't get out to the supermarket or they're, don't want to cook. Sometimes it's hard to cook for one or two. I know when I cook for two, I cook for six, so it's really, really tough at home by yourself. So,
well, and the problem I find with, a lot of the things that they make at the supermarket, even when you go to the deli counter, they add a lot of preservatives into things. You have to really be careful about what you're ordering and look at the menu, look at the ingredients. Going to a place like Nicolino's where everything is fresh every single day.
Thank you. True.
So, Mark, that's about our time for today. We'll have when we get done with the stay in place, we'll have you in the studio and we'll talk more about Nicolino's when you guys get reopened. The website is nicolinos.com. The phone number is 760-324-0411. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Jeff. Be safe.
And you as well. Everybody check out Nicolino's Italian Restaurant in Cathedral City. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio. We'll be back in a couple minutes with Bill DiLacampo, who is the owner of Nature's Health Food and Cafe.
You need not be a foodie to listen to Delish Dish. Just keep an open mind and have a good appetite for finding the best there is to eat and drink, from the funky to the fancy, across desert cities. Here's your gastro guide, Jeff Hocker, on iHub Radio.
We are always excited to have this gentleman on our show because he is a consummate expert, as I call it, on everything as it relates to health, and you always give us great tips. How you doing, Bill DiLacampo, owner of Nature's Health Food and
Thank
Cafe?
You. How are you?
We're doing good today.
Outstanding, outstanding. Thank you for having me on your show, Jeff. As everyone knows, Nature's Health Food and Cafe, located on the southwest corner of Sunrise and Ramon Road in Palm Springs. Actually, Jeff, you know, that was the first health food store in the entire valley, from what I understand. And, of course, I've only been operating for the last, going on 14 years now, but isn't that amazing? I mean, this industry has just flourished. The health food industry has flourished, Jeff.
Well, you know, and I think major grocery store chains have, you know, jumped on the bandwagon with organic and vegan and all that. But you're the tried and true. I mean, you have a staff that know your products, know what's the ingredients in them. And today I wanted to have you on to talk a little bit about, I know everybody's overeating and they're not eating good food, and I want them to know about you, especially your extensive smoothie and health food drink bar.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes. And a lot of the products that we use in the cafe, we also sell on in our grocery side in the retail section, the dry foods as well as the frozen foods and even the fresh products as well. And pretty much everything that we sell in the store, we use in the cafe on our menu.
Now, tell us a little bit about kombucha. This is like the new fad that everybody's into. What are the benefits?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that anything that's fermented becomes medicine for the body. So there's your kombucha, the fermented shrooms, if you will, the sauerkraut, the kimchi. Anytime food is fermented, the fermented soy, it becomes medicine for the body. For scurvy, all just a myriad of different things that we don't even know the complete spectrum that it covers, but protecting the liver, the kidney, the intestinal tract, that's huge. So the kombucha is a big deal. People like different flavors now that they flavored it. A lot of them have been really regulated because it can have an alcohol level that's higher than most people actually want to consume. So now you're even copping a little buzz off of it, if you will. You know, not to me, I don't think it's that much, but for people who have gone through alcohol rehab or issues like that, or have issues with liver or kidneys, and yeah, you don't really want to drink too much of that product. But personally, Jeff, I think a good tea would be the guanabana tea. The guanabana is amazing, kills over 1,000 different strains of fungus. It's a great tasting tea. The hibiscus tea, and mind you, you don't add anything to these teas. You just drink them like that. The palate will accept it, and it's wonderful. It's cleansing. The hibiscus cleanses and purifies the kidneys. It's powerful. If you take a cup of hibiscus tea and then pour it out and then just cleanse the cup with water, you'll see the powerful, vibrant resin of color that it leaves, like a purple color, if you will. And that's all part of the cleansing process that goes through our systems. You know,
which in turn will help you lose weight.
Well, yeah, you know, and anytime you add protein to your system, it's going to help you lose the weight. Like if you're taking an algae that has a protein, like chlorella, for example, that you take a handful of chlorella, you won't eat for 5 hours, you know, and that does a lot for you. So that whole program right there in itself. There's so much, so many benefits of the chlorella. But back to the drinks, the carrot juice is a good one because it carrot actually has an ingredient that destroys the cell of Candida albicans, which we all have. It's in the blood. Can't see it with the naked eye, only through a microscope. But it's fungus. It's in us, unfortunately. And that's what we're always combating. Every day you have to take something that combats and fights fungus. You know, that's why we do the iodine every day for bacteria, the guanabana tea. If you're going to do the sauerkraut or the kombucha, that's nice to have a little bit of that. A little teaspoon of or tablespoon of apple cider vinegar with a 10.5 pH water to help you start the day. Always drinking water because we're dehydrated. Remember, water, pH stands for potential hydrogen. The main thing there, it alkalines the acidity in your stomach, and you're oxygenating all the cells with oxygen, which is what we need. Every time you go to the hospital, people have what in their noses? Oxygen. Oxygen combats virus, there it is, and infection. Virus and infection. So that's powerful, the oxygen. You want to oxygenate the cells. And every single cell also, by the way, stores and requires iodine. That's great for prostate. A myriad of things that the iodine does for you. 2, 3, 4 drops a day of the magnesium iodine. It's at a atomic level, like the atomic bomb. As soon as it hits the thyroid, turns to iodide and disperses into all the cells. One of my favorite drinks is the garlicky greens, which is all the greens that we have. Then it has garlic, ginger, and lemon. Yum, yum, yum. There's combating the garlic, combating the fungus again, but it's a powerful drink. It's a cleanser, which is real nice. You know, we have so many different drinks there in the cafe for whatever ails you. If you want to do a juice fast, you name it, it's there. Even the date shakes. We actually bring in date crystals from Shields Date Garden in India, organic date crystals, and we soak them in 9.5 pH water for a day. The next day, it's real thick, like split pea soup that's hardened, and you put it in the freezer. Next day after that, scoop of that, 2 scoops of soy ice cream, a little quarter organic banana, and there you go, original date shake. We can add almond milk to that, or you can do a hazelnut milk or a flax milk to that. Or if you don't want the dairy, we can just do it with ice. I'm near the airport. Here comes a plane. But date shake's wonderful. You can add a shot of espresso. You can add a shot of maca to that to help boost the immune system. Maca is a wonderful adaptogen. Balances hormones, stimulates libido, great for women for their cycles. I mean, it's just all these are powerful products that we have in the cafe. And of course, there's a lot to learn. So little by little, you come in and you start trying one thing, then maybe another, and so forth. And yes, we do share all the knowledge that we have with all our associates. Everybody can be knowledgeable. That way, if you have questions, we can answer them intelligently and allow you to make an informed decision.
Tell us about your tonic elixirs. These are really powerful beverages.
They are. The guanabana, garlic, ginger, asparagus, cucumber, beet, carrot, celery. That actually kills cancer cells. It has B17, like the apricot seed. Just destroys those cells. So that's a wonderful product to take. The elixirs themselves, it depends, again, what you have going on. If you want to do a little power elixir with the garlic, ginger, the cayenne pepper because you have an issue with mucus or a bad cold, that type of thing, we have all those available. The list just goes on and on. I could sit here and explain them to you all day, Jeff. I love the products. I love what they do. You know, and there it is again. Let food be thy medicine. Thy medicine shall be thy food. Hippocrates.
Exactly. Your website is natureshealthfoodcafe.com. Give us your address again.
We're on the southwest corner of Sunrise and Ramon in Palm Springs at 555 South Sunrise Way, number 301.
Now,
our website is natureshealthfoodcafe.com. Thank you so much, Jeff.
My pleasure. And you're able to go in the store and order sandwiches and smoothies and all that, but it is all to go. There's no in-dining right now.
For now, because of the epidemic. But yes, we are open bell to bell, regular business hours. The entire store is open. Please come visit us. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll have you in the studio when things change. Bill, thanks again for all of your knowledge. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio. Thanks for joining us.